Welcome to Rebel Femme Podcast, a podcast for women. Do I sound like an announcer?
We sound like we're at Disneyland.
They don't do the same, like, keep your arms and legs. Or
oh, they do.
They do? It sounded different the last time I was there.
George knows it by heart because that's what he used to do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. But now it's pre-recorded, right?
The tram ride one?
We already got on a tangent at the beginning of a podcast.
The tram one is the same.
We miss Disneyland. Welcome to Rebel Femme Podcast, a podcast for women. On today's episode, we will be talking about the different hair types, texture, and what that all means. You are now listening to Rebel Femme Podcast,
an honest conversation about hair, life, and everything super random.
That laugh gets me every time.
Okay.
Are you going?
Oh, sure. So there are a lot of misconceptions on what hair texture truly is. Some people think it's the way hair feels, like dry or oily, or the state of your hair. And some people think it means the density of your hair.
All right. No, it's true. Everybody has a different conception. I can't talk today.
It's been a morning.
It's always been a morning. But yeah, everybody has like their own idea of what hair texture is and means. And so that's what this episode is all about. We're going to break it down.
Starting with hair types.
All right, let's do it. All right, so yeah, hair types. Hair type refers basically to the hair's natural pattern, right?
Yes.
Okay, did I get that right? So basically, does it curl? Is it straight? Like, what is it?
Those are the different hair types. Moving on. Just kidding.
Okay, so hair type one is straight hair, and it can easily get oily, which we actually talked about on our last episode.
Yes.
I hope that was our last episode, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, cool. These days are just running all together. So basically, can easily get oily. So if you want to know how to combat oily hair, check out our previous episode from here. And basically, those natural oils produced by the scalp can travel down faster, down, you know, the mids and ends, since there are no curls in the hair. And that's essentially why curly hair is drier. So the curlier your hair is, the drier it is. And it just needs more stuff. Anyway, hair type two is naturally wavy. It lies somewhere between straight and curly. So like think of, lazy curls, beachy wavy hair. If you got beachy wavy hair, that means your hair is just on trend.
Yeah, it is.
Or if it's lazy curls, it's probably because you had curly hair and you bleached it a whole damn much.
Yeah.
Like me. Okay. Yeah. And then hair type three is curly. So there's like one, two, and three.
And then there's hair type four, which is very kinky, curly hair.
Oh, shit. I missed it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
And all of these have subcategories.
They do have subcategories.
Which is just like,
yeah. So it's funny. I know we're going to get into the subcategories, but just really quickly, my son got all into the subcategories and he wanted to edumacate me on the different hair types there were and curl patterns.
Did you learn something?
Well, I kind of knew some of it, but I just humored him and I said, All right. So let's go ahead and I guess get into the subcategories,
which aren't too much. So each hair type that we just discussed, one through four, has basically an A, B, and C, which would define A as fine hair, B, medium hair, and C, thick, coarse hair, which actually leads us into hair texture.
Right. So like, I think a lot of hairdressers, especially from this year with, you know, I don't even know how to, I guess, PC say it. I don't know. But just with like the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter movement and how everybody's trying to bring, you know, people of color and different ethnicities into their ad campaigns and stuff for hair brands and stuff. So just with that bringing to light with brands, I think a lot of hairdressers are starting to now speak to hair types and the subcategories.
Exactly.
So that's really, I think, kind of nice why we're talking about this today, because there is a difference. Like you said, so A is fine, B is medium, C is coarse. Mm-hmm. And then with the hair types. So that's why if you've heard like, oh, I have 4C hair, that means you have really kinky, curly, coarse hair.
Exactly.
Or if you have 1A, you have straight, fine hair.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
Hopefully. We'll let that sink in for a moment.
All right. So then, so let's actually talk about our hair types really quickly. What is your hair type? I think I know what your hair type is.
Would I be hair type 1? No. Hair type 2.
Your hair type 2.
2A.
You're 2A.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to say you're 2A.
Because I've got this weird lazy curl.
I feel like I'm a 2.5 AB.
No. You're like a 3 AB. You're only a 2 right now because you bleach the shit out of your hair.
Yeah, that's true.
Naturally. You're like a 3.
Like a 3 AB.
Mm-hmm.
It's like mixing the blood types together. Oh my God, I gotta sneeze. Okay, it's not coming. All right. Anyways, so now that we got that out of the way, so now we went over the hair types. And if you have any questions about any of this stuff, please send us a message.
Yes.
Or comment under the podcast topic post that we put on our Instagram. I think it's kind of interesting. Okay, so topic 2 we're going to talk about now is hair texture. It's different than hair types.
It is.
So tell us why it's different.
Hair texture describes the circumference of your hair. There are 3 different hair texture types, being fine, medium, and thick. Each hair texture type has its own characteristic that sets it apart from other hair textures and influence the care it may possibly need.
So circumference meaning like the diameter.
Yes.
So something that I don't know if you had in this... in our notes here.
Because you didn't read the script?
I did. It's not a script. They're just in talking points. But there's different types of diameters of hair. Like, not just the fine medium. And I'm talking about, like, Asian hair.
Yeah. It's not in here.
Okay.
I chose to omit that.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I just think it's kind of interesting. We can touch on that really quickly. So there are 2 different types, from what I understand. There's 2 different types of circumferences, aside from what we're going to talk about today.
Are you going to be touching on what the hair is composed of? The 3 main layers?
No.
Okay, never mind. Good, because that's topic 3.
I know that. So basically, the general population has round hair. It's like a circle.
Oh, yeah.
The circumference of it. So it's literally like a circle, like a pole.
Yes, yes.
Right? So think of it, or like a snake, right? But then on specific, there's like a small population in the world, and it's typically found in Asian hair,
mm-hmm.
that it grows out more oval. So it's kind of flatter.
Yes.
So that's why, like, some Asian hair is really difficult to lift because of the cuticle type, which can go into hair, the topic 3, but
yeah.
It's the way that the cuticle lifts. So instead of you working with round hair, the hair is oval. So it has like a shorter rounded side, and then there's 1 longer or 2 longer sides. So it's like, does that make sense what I'm trying to say? So that's why when you put color on it, it's really hard to lift. Like the cuticle is tougher to open up.
Oh, okay.
But anyway,
Yeah, I'm just going back to all my m'lady textbook images when you're talking.
No, it's pretty crazy because when I read that, and then, you know, there's eumelanin and pheomelanin, or I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Then there's two different types of melanins. There's all kinds of things that go into it.
See, that's a whole nother podcast
topic. I know,
it
is a whole nother podcast topic, but I think it's just kind of interesting that it can go into hair texture is the diameter of the hair. So, but we're only going to talk about the round one today. Because the oval one, I think, is just very, I don't think there's different types.
Aside from it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there. Okay. So, don't laugh at my randomness.
I'm not. I'm enjoying it.
Okay. Fine hair. So hair texture. We're going to talk about fine hair. So fine hair is the most fragile type of hair textures. And each individual hair is basically thin, and it only has two layers, a cortex and a cuticle.
Mm-hmm.
So no medulla.
What is it?
I think it's a medulla.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Because that's a center. Basically, it doesn't have a center. Mm-hmm. So that's why when you put color on it, it just goes.
It just disintegrates.
It does.
The ammonia is next to it, and it just.
So sometimes this hair texture might find it hard to keep a style. It may even get oily easy, or too much product may weigh it down.
Yes.
So if you basically, like, you know, a great way to figure out if you have this type of hair texture is if you get split ends, like as soon as you're done getting a haircut. Because there's some people that just, yeah, you give them a haircut and then like 2 weeks later they have
it's
split ends.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. That means you have no center, you know, you don't have a medulla in your hair.
No core.
No.
Like my body.
How sad. All right. Medium hair is what most people have, and it's slightly thicker than fine hair. And this individual will have the same two hair layers that is, wait, I can't
that
talk.
Fine hair has, but may also have the third one, which is the medulla.
Let's just say that all over again. So someone with fine or medium hair.
Yes.
Has the same two layers that the fine hair person has, but may have a medulla.
Yes.
So what's with the may?
I think it's where we lead into the hair diameter.
Okay. Gotcha.
Just depending on where that hair truly lies. Because obviously, like you said, oval shapes are just, they tend to be, I wouldn't say that they're coarse or.
Well, they're not coarse, they're medium.
Yeah, they're not coarse, but they do tend to go from medium to thick. So I think that's where that little gray area lies, where that medium hair could possibly have the third layer of the medulla. Sorry, I'm trying to like wrap my brain around it.
Okay. So the medulla, basically, if you have a medulla, then that means you can probably keep styles better.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So listen, I just wanted to confirm that. and then also it's less resistant to breaking.
Quote unquote.
I would say the average population has medium hair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like you get a haircut and you need to get a haircut maybe every 8 weeks and maybe you see some, you know, split ends, maybe not. You got medium hair. If you have split ends every time, you got fine hair. That's just the reality, unless you bleach your hair all the damn time.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, where were we? Oh, thick hair. Thick or coarse hair?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It has all three layers, the cortex, the cuticle, and medulla. Thick hair gives the impression of a fuller head of hair and holds a hairstyle the best.
Interesting.
And it can be more tolerant to heat, styling products, hair dye, and breakage than fine or medium hair.
100% true. This is why you can like bleach the crap out of like Angie's hair. Angie's one of our hairstylists.
Oh, yeah.
She has like really thick, coarse hair. You literally can put like 3 bleach applications in one day and her hair is still on her head. It's true.
It is true. This is why she can get away with doing her own hair at home.
Okay, so I want to, I want to ask you something because now I'm getting a little confused here. So hair, we talked about hair types. So hair type 1 through 4.
Yes.
And then you went into how each hair type has a subcategory. Is that subcategory have to do with the texture?
Yes.
Okay, so those two things are, so the A, B, and C.
Those are the texture of the hair.
Okay, so that's what we just covered.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That's why I just wanted to confirm.
That's where my segue was.
Oh, okay. Well, then
that's why we led into hair texture afterwards.
Gotcha. All right. Well, cool. Let's, I guess, do a little sponsored message.
Okay.
Get all your Rebel Femme merch and your favorite salon products like Olaplex, Moroccan oil, hairbrushes, and more. Head to rebelfemmeshop.com, and all throughout the month of November, when you buy one Kenra Professional product, you get one free full-size hairspray. This is valid November 1st through November 30th, 2020. All right. So now let's move on to topic 3, which is what?
3 layers. What are they?
We just talked about them.
Exactly. But we can go into more depth.
Okay.
What these things actually mean as far as like breaking them down, definitions of them, because I don't know that everybody knows what a cuticle is or what a cortex is or what the medulla is, aside from you calling it the core.
So 3 layers is cuticle, cortex, and medulla. So let's talk about it.
The cuticle is the thin outermost layer of your hair, and it is comprised of overlapping scales of about 10 layers. These scales are transparent, allowing the hair color to show through. Like tiles of a roof, the cuticle layer protects the hair by keeping nutrients in.
So there's 10 layers?
Yep.
I didn't know that. I learned something new right now.
This was fascinating to read this whole article.
So it's kind of like covering your house with paper mache.
Yes.
10 of pieces of paper.
Sure.
Because it said it's transparent.
Yes.
So I'm thinking of like paper mache, like it's like thin paper, like tissue.
Why would you cover your house in it?
I don't know. I'm just giving an analogy. Or it's like putting, it actually is a good analogy because like think of it this way. If you covered your house in 10 glass, like rose colored glass tiles.
Oh, it has to be rose.
That's right. So rose colored glass tiles, and you put 10 of them, right? So it's allowing for you to still see through it because that's how you were able to see the color.
Yes.
But they're so fragile that if you were to put bleach, which could be rocks, they would break.
I see it now.
You're just humoring me.
So instead of walls, you got glass. That's what I see.
Yeah. I mean, it's the cuticle is really delicate.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
You can't just like rough it around and you can't just treat it however you want. You got to treat it like it's glass.
Treat it like a lady.
Treat it like a lady. All right. Well, that's kind of interesting. And that is the important part too, is the cuticle keeps the nutrients in.
Yes.
So when you think about products that we use and the products that claim that they're providing nutrients to the hair, you think about how much it needs to be broken down in order for it to weave itself inside of those 10 layers to get to the center.
Yeah.
So that way it can do its thing. You got to think about that. I don't know. It's just kind of fascinating.
It is pretty fascinating.
So like products is like the rain on the glass. Oh. It's true.
We're going to have to draw up one of your little stick figure drawings for this.
No, I'm very like visual. I got to see it. So if you have like a roof with 10 rose colored glass tiles and then it rained. Right? Because that's the product.
Yeah.
Only some of the product is getting inside. Through. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. And think of it this way too. So like your roof, right? So if your roof has spaces between it, that means it's kind of damaged, right?
And it's not even that your layers are like one on top of the other. They're scaled.
Yeah, they're scaled. That's what I'm trying to say.
So they're brick layered.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, see, you like it.
I do.
So it's kind of like it's got to make its way, like it's like a little maze in there.
I like how you tied it back to the one that I threw in there, like tiles of a roof.
Wait, did you really write that down in
notes? Yes, I even said it. That's and Mods on Mass was buying yours. I was like, wait, I literally just said that.
You did.
Wow.
I just made the roof glass.
You did.
Rose colored glass.
You just made it pretty.
All right, the cortex. The cortex is the middle layer of the hair, and it is the thickest, making up 75 to 80% of the hair's volume. It's pretty interesting. And the cortex layer dictates the strength, color, and texture of your hair. So this layer of the hair is made of tiny fibers of keratin running parallel to each other.
Mm.
So when you feel like, oh, the overall health of your hair, it's really the cortex.
Yeah, because that's where it's all living, I guess, the health of your hair.
I actually kind of got confused a little earlier when we were talking about the fine and medium. And when you said that may or may not have a medulla, I was like, wait, I thought every hair had to have medulla to be strong. But now this is like refreshing my brain here. No, this makes sense. So you have to have a cortex.
Yes.
To have it. So your cortex needs to be strong. Cortex needs to be in place. So that's what we need to keep strong when doing chemical services.
Yes.
Not the medulla. Got it.
Because not all of us have that.
How sad. I want a medulla.
I don't have a medulla.
You have a medulla oblongata.
I do have that, at least, thank goodness. Sometimes it doesn't work.
Too funny. Okay, and then the medulla is the innermost layer of the hair. It's soft and practically invisible. It's the central column of the hair shaft, and it has a structure similar to a honeycomb. As what's with you and like you don't like honeycombs?
I just American Horror Story ruined it for me.
Which episode? I know I can't think of which one it is, but I know which one it is.
It's the season. It's the was it the cult one?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it had the phobias in the beginning of the credits, and it was like all these holes, and it was this person's back that had like
so
a
you
bunch
don't
of
like sponges. So you don't like our ceiling tiles?
No, because they're not round.
Oh, that one's round behind you.
Pass.
Now I forgot where I was at. What were we talking about?
As it consists of transparent cells and air spaces.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And the medulla is made up of keratin. And it's not present in every hair, like we mentioned a little earlier. So who would you say overall would have a medulla?
Thick, coarse hair.
Thick, coarse hair. So yeah. Angie. Angie has a medulla.
Angie has it all.
Damn Angie.
So she's got great hair.
I know.
It's always shiny. It's always healthy.
It is.
Yeah.
Always and forever.
It's long.
I know.
I'm like, I don't know what that's like.
If you haven't seen Angie's hair, it's like seriously, if you are a client of the salon, ask her to take her hair down and you'll see why. Yeah, it's like healthy. And she hardly ever colors it too.
Mm-hmm.
She just colored it for the first time in like 2 years practically.
And she did it all herself.
Yeah. Well, let's stop hating on Angie and let's give her one of these.
I wasn't hating. I was appreciating.
We love you, Angie, and your hair.
You're the best.
All right. Is that it for hair types?
Yep, that's all the nerdy hair shit I've got for you.
I think that's a pretty cool, interesting stuff. I think it's a nice little refresher. And we could even like go deeper into this, like kind of how we were talking about even the diameters of hair.
The diameter, the, what was it? The melanin.
Oh, yeah, the melanin. Maybe we'll talk about diameter and melanin. Write it down. So we can do some more research on it, because I think it's fascinating, because it even goes down into like where you, like where your roots are from in different parts of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It, like, it's pretty interesting.
It is.
It, like, your hair tells a story.
And of why certain parts of the world required certain hair types.
Yeah.
It, textures.
It's pretty cool. People are cool. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about
creepy client. Or is it a hairstylist?
No, it's a client.
Client.
So this one time
at band camp,
if you're from the 1900s, you'll understand that.
Was American Pie from the 1900s?
Well, Danielle will call it the 1900s, but it, no, I don't.
No, it was in the late 90s, huh?
Yeah.
American Pie. Oh, such a fucking good movie.
It was.
You know what's crazy? Okay, before you share, so hold on. I'm all over the place here. I was on TikTok last night and I saw somebody, this young girl who's probably Danielle's age. So Danielle, if you don't know who she is, she's our 20-year-old hairstylist here that was born in the year 2000. And so all of the rest of us in here that are born in the 1900s were just like old farts. So
we're fossils.
We are. So anyway, there was a young girl and she was like, wait, this is crazy, you guys. And so she shared a video, and I don't know if she's joking or not, but I hope she is, because she is really embarrassing video. But she shared a episode of Friends.
Uh-huh.
And how Ross was playing, I don't know if it was his own baby or he was playing with the baby, and he was like singing, you know, like Sir Mix-a-Lot's like, I got big butts and I cannot lie or whatever. But he wasn't saying that part. It was like, he was like, my anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. Yeah. So he was singing that part. And so she was like, wait, this episode aired in, you know, 2002, but Nicki Minaj's song aired in 2014. Like, what the heck? Like, she was basically like, didn't realize, I think, that Nicki Minaj's song was sampled off of Sir Mix-a-Lot, which is from the 1900s. So anyways,
that's great.
So her post went viral and everyone's like, I hope you're joking, because you look really dumb. And then there's some people on there that are like, no way. So it's just interesting that what is Danielle's is it Gen Z?
I have no clue. We've discussed this many times.
I know. I'm so confused. I feel like everyone just keeps adding on more generations.
Yeah.
They keep getting smaller and smaller. It's not a millennial. She's a Gen Z.
I think she is Gen Z.
Yeah. So if you're Gen Z, and they're probably like, whoa, that's crazy. Anyway, okay, let's go right back into your creepy client. Let's get back into the moment. Creepy client.
So this one time
at band
camp. Is that how it started? Yeah, that's how it went. I even forgot how we got to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Because we were talking about American Pie,
1900s,
and we said Danielle wouldn't know what it was, and I had to give another example. Okay, bye.
So long time ago, when I first started doing hair with Marella, I had this one client come in, and I believe this was her first visit with me. So she was sharing her inspo pictures. She straight up brought headshots of herself. I'm like, cool. You're your own inspiration. I love it. I dig it.
There's nothing wrong with bringing your own pictures.
There is not.
I actually have had clients bring me pictures from like 20 years ago, and they're like, I really liked when my hair looked like this.
These were semi-recent.
Got it.
But they were like full-blown headshots, like 8x10s or 11s or whatever it is.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Oh, I am drop-dead serious. They were inside a manila folder.
Oh, so like she brought her like portfolio.
Basically. Well, no, it was just a manila folder. Like, there was just two pictures.
Okay.
So she's pulling out this inspo photo showing me what she wants on her hair, and she's being very careful taking it out. Well, she lost grip of her folder, so the photo went flying out. It was a risque photo of her. So I got to see all of her.
What do you, how risque?
I got to see all of her.
Like Playboy or Hustler?
A little bit of both.
So you got to see her hoo-ha?
Yes.
On the inside?
That's why I said a little bit of both.
Okay. That's very interesting.
Get to see the inside of her thigh area.
So you know where all her beauty marks and secret tattoos are at.
I learned that her boobs were very fake.
Very fake.
How would you not know they were very fake?
I mean, she was wearing baggier clothing. And in those photos, she was not.
So when this client came in, was she dressed like normal? Or was she like you know, some clients like to dress sexy all the time?
Like, she was dressed in like a loungewear set, I guess.
Interesting.
But she had on like intense makeup. It looked like evening makeup with these like crazy huge claws. She had a lot of lip filler. Like, she was a lot.
So she had DSLs. So was she a porn star?
I never got to know what her profession was.
Okay.
She was definitely in some sort of entertainment because she would always say that she was at conventions.
Okay. So she's a porn star.
Probably. More than likely.
Yeah. There's a lot of money in that.
And then,
like, there's a lot of money in that. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with
that. That's why OnlyFans is like huge right now. Everybody's all like all on OnlyFans. You can pay somebody a couple bucks in exchange for some pictures.
Dude, that sounds nice.
I'm about that life, man.
Seriously.
And you know what? You ain't got to look like your client.
Uh-uh.
We can look just the like way we are and people will pay us.
Exactly.
Should we get an OnlyFans? Let us know.
Can I just like sweat into my underwear and send them out?
I don't think that like we have a lot of male listeners, unfortunately. No. Okay. But you know what? Feet pictures are like a thing. Like, people are actually making money off of their feet pictures.
Yeah, they really are.
On OnlyFans.
I have alternative feet if anybody's interested.
What does that mean?
They're covered in tattoos.
Oh. So there's also like a thing, I guess, like some fetish that, so that's the thing. Like, guys are nasty. Let's just be real here.
Yeah, I think humans are just fucking weird.
But no, here's the thing. Like, the people who are buying this shit are guys.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Okay. And guys will pay for pictures of a woman's foot or pay for video of you putting lotion on your body and you don't have to show any of your goods.
Putting lotion on your body?
Yes.
The
like
fuck?
Guys like when they watch women put lotion on their legs and will like get off to that. Yeah. So I know somebody. Oh my gosh. I know somebody and they're going to remain anonymous. Actually, Curly knows somebody. So my husband knows someone who works out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then takes their gym socks off, rolls them up, puts them in a Ziploc bag, and then sends them out to people because they paid for this person's gym socks, used gym socks.
To smell their pheromones?
Yes. And this person is nothing super attractive.
They just smell good, apparently.
I don't know. They're just obsessed with this person. And the weird part is it's a dude paying another dude for his gym socks.
What?
Yeah.
Does he know it's a dude?
Yeah. He doesn't care. He gets paid for his socks.
No, I mean, does the dude buying the socks know it's from another?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. They both know. And the guy giving the socks does not give a fuck because he's getting money for his dirty socks.
I would So I would not care either.
It's a thing. So if someone wants my dirty socks, I'm down to give them to you for some money. All right. So then, same. So what happened?
She quickly picked up her photo and just was super embarrassed, didn't talk about it, and continued talking about her hair. She just turned a really like blush pink and moved on.
I thought she was genuinely trying to show you her naked pictures.
No, she...
So then she's kind of private.
Yeah, she was very private. She never even gave me her last name as a client.
Oh, interesting. I don't know if she's a creepy client.
No, I think the moral of the story is if you're going to show somebody your inspo pictures, maybe don't bring
them. So I have a very similar story, but mine had to do with somebody actually proudly showing their naked photos to me.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with loving your body, but
yeah, like,
I don't know that you have to impose it on everybody.
Now, I didn't get any shots of the hoo-ha, but I can tell you it is definitely all waxed completely off. There's actually there was that viral video of like Black China, and I think I had sent it to you, where the chick was like, it was a TikTok, and she was like, I don't know how in the what. And then she was just like confused because the bathing suit was so thin people were like, dude, my basically pussy lips are just way too fat to support.
How does that happen?
This front piece. Like, people were like, it would just be like floss. Like, you'd have like
just hanging out on the sides.
Like, your outer labia would just be chilling. Look like two boobs.
Nom, 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 nom. That's all I picture.
But that's how like thin her bathing suit pieces were in the front. And then she had her, I remember her boob was hanging out, and then her hair was like wrapped around her nipple. And she was showing me the specific hair that was wrapped around the nipple and was like, this is the color I want.
Color match that.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm really distracted by your areola.
That's great.
Anyways, that is my story that has to do with your story.
Again, they're not creepy client stories. They're just funny. Client interactions.
Yeah, they're just funny. Let's just give them this. Funny client stories. Okay. Okay. All right. Anything else?
No.
Okay. So then I guess we can go ahead and wrap this up. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So to learn more about us, you can book an appointment. You can go to rebelfemme.com. And we actually encourage you to send in your creepy client stories. You can remain anonymous. Just let us know. And you can email those to us at hello@rebelfemme.com. Or you can also DM us on our Instagram @rebelfemme. You go.
Thanks for listening to Rebel Femme Podcast. Before we go, show us some love by leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Make sure to join us next week for a new episode and a new
creepy client.
Oh, story. Goodbye.